Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Autism and Scouting Radio, your source for acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment within the Autism and Asperger's Scouting communities. Our show will be starting shortly. To listen to archives of previous broadcasts, visit www.autismempowerment.org and click on the Autism and Scouting or Autism Empowerment Radio tab. As a nonprofit charity, we rely on public generosity to fund our programs, special events, support services, and radio broadcasting. Thank you for considering a tax-deductible donation today. Our show is now beginning.
Hi, welcome to Autism and Scouting Radio, part of the Autism and Scouting program, and also which is part of the Autism Empowerment Network. My name is John Krecha. I'm currently the director of the Autism and Scouting Program and co-founder for Autism Empowerment, which is a part of a global network of programs that we're putting together to try to help empower youth, adults who are on the autism spectrum. Today I'm joined by Karen Krecha, the executive director of Autism Empowerment, and we're going to give a little bit of background about Autism Empowerment, and then we'll come back and we'll give an overview of the Autism and Scouting Program. We have a lot of wonderful programs planned for the upcoming events, including Tony May, who is a member of the National BSA Committee and the current chair of the Special Needs Committee for the BSA. Adam Cox, who is a Cubmaster Director of training, and also who has a son on the Asperger's spectrum. We're going to be talking about transitions in upcoming shows, sensory issues, camping, food issues, a whole variety of things. We're going to be doing a lot of amazing things with this radio broadcast, and I'm just really, really looking forward to being able to provide a global network. I'm going to be bringing Karen on board here. And so, welcome, Karen.
Hello, John. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. Karen and I co-founded Autism Empowerment last year, and I'm going to turn it over to her because she's the executive director, and she's going to give you a little bit of background on Autism Empowerment. Generally, as it's the mother of the nonprofit.
Well, thank you, John. I appreciate that. And I'm really excited to have an opportunity to be here on the very first broadcast of Autism and Scouting Radio. I think it's going to be a great addition to Autism Empowerment, and I hope that your listeners will tune in to all of your future broadcasts because you have some great people coming up and some great programming.
Thank you. If you could go ahead and give some background about Autism Empowerment, where we've been, what we plan, the four foundational pillars, and kind of give a brief overview of Autism Empowerment, if you could.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Well, for our listeners out there, Autism Empowerment is a nonprofit 501c3 public charity. We were initially founded on June 3rd of 2011, so we recently passed our one-year anniversary. It's been quite a year, and we look forward to many positive years to come. As an organization, we're dedicated to enriching and empowering the lives of individuals and families that are affected by autism spectrum disorders. Now, that includes autism, Asperger syndrome, PDD-NOS, Rett syndrome, childhood disintegrative disorder, and related coexisting conditions we support as well, such as sensory processing disorder. By developing and providing programs, projects, radio broadcasting, special events, support and resources to individuals, families, caregivers, and educators that promote acceptance, inclusion, and improve the skills in encouraging the advocacy and empowerment of individuals, we support and inspire those on the autism spectrum to reach their highest potential. We personally believe that individuals on the autism spectrum are not a one in X statistic, because when you're diagnosed on the spectrum, for you it's 100%. For you, it's one in one. As such, as an organization, we believe that each one is a one in one, a unique, wonderful, special individual with something positive to contribute. Autism Empowerment aims to serve the one in one. To hear a bit about the personal history of Autism Empowerment, I'm not going to go into great depth in here because we're going to be talking about autism and scouting in this particular radio show, but I wanted to let our listeners know that we've specifically created a Welcome to Autism Empowerment radio show on our Autism Empowerment Radio sister station. This program can be listened to at any time in archive, on demand, and we highly recommend it as it will give our listeners a feel for who we are personally and what we aim to do as an organization. You can find that broadcast at www.autismempowerment.org and click the Autism Empowerment Radio tab. You can also find it at the blogtalkradio.com website by going to blogtalkradio.com/autismempowerment. I wanted to say that it's important for our listeners to know that Autism Empowerment doesn't consider ourselves in competition with other nonprofit autism or special needs or scouting-related organizations. Autism Empowerment is meant to build people up in the here and now, and we are not going to do that if we don't come from a place of grace in our relationship with the wide variety of people and positions that are held by other organizations. Yes, it's true we might be competing for the same funding dollars, and I have to admit sometimes I really wish we had the budget, donations, and public awareness of larger organizations such as Autism Speaks and the Autism Society, but we truly believe that as the word gets out about us, Autism Empowerment, our Autism and Scouting program, and other programs that we offer, and people realize that our intent is pure, our hearts are in the right place, and that our organization has character, integrity, and a lot of passion, that the money will eventually come. Some might call that a bit idealistic, but we've always been out-of-the-box thinkers. I've been called a dreamer with big visions, creative. Heck, I've been called a lot of things, but I do my best to walk my talk, and John does as well. And we know that with funding dollars and a passionate, driven team in place to help implement our mission, we can bring autism acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment to not just the autism and Asperger's communities, but the entire world. Some of the larger organizations spend a lot of money on research studies and political advocacy. These things definitely have their place, but they're not our forte nor our particular focus. Autism Empowerment looks to create and provide support services, programs, events, and broadcasting that individuals and families impacted by autism can plug into today. Personally, we're the parents of a child and soon to be a teen on the autism spectrum. I am an adult woman on the autism spectrum. John and I have adult male and female friends on the spectrum, and we work with kids of all ages and ranges of abilities through our outreach and through existing programs like Autism and Scouting, which we'll be talking about here very shortly. We hear time and time again that people are looking for help now. They're looking for resources now, support now, not a few years down the road. So we wanted to create a venue where action happens, where support is present, and where we can show individuals with autism and Asperger's serving in the community in positive ways. We truly believe that each person on the face of this earth has the potential for happiness, joy, and positive contributions to society, each one. So at this point, I briefly want to talk about our four foundational pillars. I'm real excited about these as they're our guiding principles, the tenets of our foundation, and are woven into everything we do here at Autism Empowerment. You'll see them on our website, our blog, and we want you to become familiar with them yourself. The four foundational pillars of Autism Empowerment are accept, enrich, inspire, and empower. If you visit our website, you'll see a graphic with four puzzle pieces, three interlocked and one off to the side. Accept is on a green puzzle piece, enrich is on a red puzzle piece, inspire is on an orange puzzle piece, and empower is the purple puzzle piece. Why these colors? Well, they're our family favorites, and although they might clash a bit from time to time, they fit in together as well. So I'm going to talk a brief minute here about each of our pillars as they sort of build our philosophy and they set us apart from other nonprofit organizations. The first is accept. We strongly promote the unconditional acceptance of those on the autism spectrum and with related disorders. This includes self-acceptance and social acceptance. By accepting each spectrum traveler for who they are, where they are in the present moment, we're promoting both autism acceptance and autism awareness, which leads us to enrichment. Because if you accept yourself, that doesn't mean you remain stagnant. It means that you're at a place where you're able to accept where you are and be able to move forward. enrichment whereas our goal is to provide educational resources, programs, and tools to improve and enhance life skills for those on the autism spectrum, as well as their families, caregivers, therapists, and teachers. We aspire to make life more meaningful and rewarding, which leads us to inspire. We dedicate ourselves at Autism Empowerment to be a positive and uplifting organization that encourages, promotes, and celebrates success in all individuals. We believe each person on the autism spectrum has the opportunity to make a positive difference in this world. And when you put accept, enrich, and inspire together, that leads to empower. We strive to empower those on the autism spectrum to achieve their highest quality of life, academically, emotionally, financially, socially, and spiritually. So now that I've spoken a bit about our pillars, I'm going to go ahead and turn it back to John, and he is going to talk about the history of our Autism and Scouting program, and he's going to go ahead and take over the rest of the show.
Thank you so much, Karen. I thought that was really important for our listeners to really get a feel of where Autism Empowerment kind of had its kind of roots as far as definitely its pillars, ideals, and where we kind of had the inspiration to start our organization from. So I thought that was very important. What I'm going to do briefly is talk about the history of the Autism and Scouting program, and then I would love to get into the actual programs that we have available. Autism and Scouting kind of came out of a personal story between my son and I. He'd been in Scouts for a number of years as a Cub Scout and then moved into Boy Scouts. His first year at Boy Scout camp summer of 2010, I had joined him for the trip, and it just seemed to me like a lot of the leaders really didn't know how to work with kids with any type of special needs. Our son did an amazing job and didn't really have any problems, and the leaders really did well with him. He has Asperger's. We have actually two sons on the autism spectrum ourselves. Our youngest is actually now a Tiger Scout. He has autism, and our oldest has Asperger's. And when our oldest was at camp, he did, again, really well, still had some sensory issues, but for the most part did really well. But what I noticed was that there was a lot of kids that were really struggling, and a lot of the leaders, although they were trying to do their best, they really didn't have the tools. It didn't seem like they had the tools available to them to be able to work with kids on the autism spectrum or other kids with sensory processing needs. So that's kind of where my inspiration came from. After that camp, I left camp. I came home. I looked on the internet. There's really nothing out there for autism and scouting. There was a few things, but very, very little. And even to this day, there's very little. So it was by the end of August of that year, we'd started a Facebook group. It was actually a Facebook page where basically people could come together and start talking about issues and things related to scouting and how it relates to their scouts. I then started blogging at autismandscouting.blogspot.com, which I still do today, on a variety of issues. We expanded in April of 2011 to a Facebook page. That Facebook page in December had 200 followers. Today we have almost 650. So the need is worldwide. It's totally there. In June of 2011, after a lot of thought, Karen and I started Autism Empowerment. It just seemed like a natural program to be part of, and thus the Autism and Scouting program was officially born. November of 2011, we did our first Boy Scouts of America training, which was really, really well received. We had about 40 people signed up for the two different classes. About 80 or so actually ended up in the classes. We had standing room and sitting room only on the floor for our last session. It was just really apparent that people were striving and craving for more information on how to work with scouts with sensory processing disorders, scouts that have autism or all of the different co-conditions that autism can bring. And then in December of 2011, we actually helped form the first sensory-friendly Cub Scout pack in the Northwest, Cub Scout Pack 2, which can be found on Facebook as well. And that was kind of the whole gist of the focus of the program. And right now we're developing even more training and support tools to provide for scouts throughout the country. And that's kind of the history of the autism and scouting, and where we were and how we came to be.
And, John, I have to say that what you did, I mean, it really was visionary, because there hadn't really been any group like that around there. And when you started, I think you were originally looking to try to get some people together and provide support and resources and come together. And your vision was to be able to find scouting units throughout the world. And autism and scouting, I know this particular program, it's not just for Cub Scouts or Boy Scouts. It's actually a program that works with youth, male and female, all different types of groups from all around the world, which is really neat. And I wanted to ask you, how does scouting fit the four foundational pillars? I know scouting can provide a lot of different skills for life, but how does the Autism and Scouting program fit within the autism empowerment philosophy?
Well, going back to the core values of autism empowerment, accept, enrich, inspire, empower, they definitely do. For example, for the accept portion, most scouting organizations really embrace different abilities for scouts that have and can provide special accommodations when needed. An inclusion in scouting can provide an inclusion environment that's designed to help promote success for all types of avenues. Enrichment, scouting experience introduces and enhances and reinforces a lot of life skills, character building, leadership building, citizenship building in all the scouts. So it helps enrich their lives there. Many times it helps inspire the scouts to challenge them to be their best. And in turn, a lot of times it'll inspire scout leaders to help find more information to help those scouts and be better leaders themselves. And finally, empower. Scouting provides empowerment to the scouts because it really does build skills for life, and it helps prepare them for things that they're going to be coming up to in the future, and really gives them confidence. It helps inner social skills, a lot of different skills that are really needed to be successful in life.
Well, that really does answer the question, and everything you said is so quite true. For listeners out there who might be considering scouting for their children, there may be some out there who don't yet have a group that they plug into. Why scouting? What benefits does scouting bring to individuals on the autism spectrum and just in general?
Right. No matter if it's a Girl Scout unit, a Boy Scout unit, American Heritage Girls, Royal Rangers, or a whole variety of all of the different scouting activities and units out there, there's a lot of different reasons why scouting. First of all, the first one, does definitely give skills for life. Peer association, where a lot of times social interaction is challenging for kids on the autism spectrum. This gives them a chance to really interact with all types of peers. A lot of times this is their own, gives them an activity outside of just school and therapy. It lets them just have a chance to go out and have fun, you know, in a safe environment. It provides leadership skills, as I mentioned before. What's really nice about most scouting programs, it's very structured in its reward system, which is very nice because a scout can look at, okay, this is what I need to do to get to the next rank. It's very organized, very structured, with set expectations. So it really does allow for structured activities, no matter what type of scouting activities. What I'd like to do now is kind of go over the programs that we actually have in place. We have about 10 minutes left. This time is just flying by today, and I want to try to get into the guts of the Autism Scouting Program. As Karen said, Autism Scouting Program is not just for the Boy Scouts of America, but it definitely helps support a lot of their units and a lot of their different activities. We definitely try to support the Girl Scouts and all of the different scouting activity scouting units. Currently, we're also have over 130 scouters, both between the UK and Australia, which have mixed units. We want to be able to support all of the units across the world. Our scouting, Autism Scouting Program basically is broken down into four areas. The first area is the Autism Scouting Multimedia Program, which you're listening to part of today, which is our Blog Talk Radio. I'll get into that, come back to that in just a moment. We have an Autism and Scouting Leadership Training Program. We also have an Autism and Scouting Special Needs Location Program, which we hope to have up and running early 2013. Kind of depends on funding because we do depend on contributions from the public. And then also we have our Cub Scout Pack 2, which is, again, the first sensory-friendly Cub Scout Pack in the Northwest, which we help support. So those are our four main areas that we kind of focus on. I'm going to come back to the Autism and Scouting Multimedia Program. Under that, there's actually multiple tiers as well. We have the Autism and Scouting Facebook page and group, and over 600, we're 650 in over 30 nations. As I mentioned, we have over 130 scouters between the UK and Australia. And you can reach our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/autismandscouting. We have a blog that I do, Autism and Scouting Blog, which I mentioned earlier. And that's at
I was just going to give you a quick plug. www.autismandscouting.blogspot.com.
Yeah, thanks. There we blog about a lot of different issues, and we encourage people to come and read what we have written there. We talk about transitions, sensory issues, a lot of the same things we're going to be talking about here. The Autism Scouting Radio, which you're now listening to, which we have a lot of things planned for. Real briefly, again, Tony May, amazing scouter from the National BSA Committee, National Chair on Special Needs. He's going to be coming on next week to talk to us. And then Scouter Adam will be coming up in about 3 weeks. He's an amazing trainer, cub master, parent, all-around amazing guy. Topics that we're going to be talking about, transition, sensory issues, camping, food issues. We're going to highlight different special needs units throughout the country. We're going to bring in guests from around the world. We're trying to work out to bring on a scouter from Australia right now, amazing writer in his own right. We're also on Twitter and Google, Google Plus, so you can find us pretty much anywhere. And we're also on Pinterest as well to look at those photos. And that can all be accessed by through our website at autismandempowerment.org. Next is our Autism and Scouter Leadership Training Program. Here we're training units. We're providing training. I have two trainings coming up in fall, both a basic training and an advanced training. I'm really looking forward to that. We're currently in the process of putting together an Autism and Scouting Leadership Resource Kit, which units can receive and get that are going to be able to have a lot of visual aids. They're going to have a lot of tools, sensory profile form to help work with each individual scout. There's a lot in that kit, and we're working on that right now. Part of the kit is actually a book that I'm finishing as well called Autism and Scouting, and that will be part of the leadership training kit. And that's we also do a lot of visual documentation. So if you need something visually done, we can help you with that. We want to be able to support all different types of units in all different types of areas. The location unit, locator unit program, I'm not going to talk about that much now because that's still in the works, but look for something in 2013 for that. Cub Scout Pack 2, we got about 4 minutes left, so I'm just kind of, I know I'm running through a lot of this stuff real quick, so you can always come back and check us out on Facebook or through our website, and all of this information is out there. Cub Scout Pack 2, in 2013, we're going to be taking over the charter. What's wonderful about that is we're actually documenting how we're putting together this unit, and we're going to be able to provide a blueprint to be able to replicate this type of unit throughout the country. The Cub Master, Deanna Pearson, amazing, amazing woman, has just done an amazing, phenomenal job. She and I have co-funded the unit back in December, and a lot of hard work has gone into it. Karen, who's with us, is actually our committee chair as well, and our tiger parent. So there's definitely a lot of amazing things are going to be coming out of that as well. We just want to let people know, no matter what kind of unit you're with, if you're with a Boy Scout unit, a Cub Scout unit, a Girl Scout unit, a unit that's in Australia, New Zealand, Kenya, wherever. We have scouters from across the world, and we want to be able to support as many different types of programs as possible. And we really believe that the scouting program can really benefit youth in so many different ways. Just the pure interaction is so important for our youth to be able to be, to really grow and have fun sometimes. And that's, in a lot of cases, letting the kids just have fun and being able to be kids, that's what's important. So any other last, we have about a minute and a half left. Any other final thoughts, Karen?
Well, I wanted to share that we want the word about the Autism and Scouting program to spread, because the program will be even more successful the more people that are involved. It's sort of a collaborative effort. We are developing training resources ourselves, but we'd like to be able to get input and strategies from people around the world and stories from around the world. And we want to be able to broadcast on this radio station stories from scouters who've had successes. And so I just would like to make sure to have people plug in to share autism and scouting, to make sure that they get involved with your Facebook page at facebook.com/autismandscouting, and that they plug in through our website at www.autismempowerment.org and go to the Autism and Scouting page. We are going to be expanding that. We are a relatively young organization, so we do depend upon public support for the expansion of our projects, but we are very excited, and what you have explained, John, is just the tip of the iceberg. You have really done an amazing job with the Autism and Scouting program, and also in the Cub Scout Pack 2 group. So I look forward to hearing many more positive Autism and Scouting radio programs.
Thank you so much. Again, next week we're going to be doing a blog on my blog later today. It'll have details about our next broadcast next week. We really invite you back to listen, because I think it'll be an amazing interview. We have some great other people lined up. I just want to thank everybody out there for tuning in and listening. Please forgive my nervousness. This was the first time I've done this, so I hopefully didn't. Hopefully you'll come back and listen again. Thank you very much. Thanks, and we're signing off now. Thanks much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Autism and Scouting Radio, your source for acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment within the autism and Asperger's scouting communities. To listen to archives of previous broadcasts, Visit www.autismempowerment.org and click on the Autism Empowerment Radio tab or visit our Autism and Scouting page. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, and have a great day.